stupid dick! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The blast from the past. It's been a while.
Great song. I only wish I knew the title.
I'm not quite sure what the title is. Might be in the lyrics somewhere.
It's really hard to understand, but it might be me. I guess I'm just stupid.
I think you're retarded.
Hey, that's not nice.
Sorry about that.
It's not nice to use that word, Mike.
I don't know where I got that word from. I know where I got it from. Britney Spears.
That guy's retarded.
It's pretty.
Okay.
Good finish here, I remember that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gotcha!
Just as cute as a peyote button. The Don and Mike Show.
I see lots of taggers calling.
Okay.
I think we got the answer. I'd like to see someone do it though.
Yeah.
I really would.
Be careful what you wish for.
I mean, like a video, Mike, of someone
right.
doing it,
like on YouTube or something like that.
Yes. Also, I think it would be very nice if some inner city listener would maybe do a like big cartoony Don and Mike somewhere. That'd be very nice.
I'd love to see that. Maybe that could be our new logo.
Maybe there's a crypt or a
balloon
blood out
Don
there.
And Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like balloon animals.
You know, like that, and that's how I describe it. The happy, you know, that's what those letters look like to me.
But it's not. You know, it's very serious gang sign.
But with us, it would say, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Sure.
Yeah, it would say this.
Balloon letters. Balloon letters for Don.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know, but still, come on. Any gang members out there?
You know, I go back so long that in this town we used to have we have the Mormon temple that looks like Oz, and there's a little overpass right before that as you're going by 495 here, the Beltway here in the nation's capital, and it said Surrender Dorothy, and I always thought that was just about the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, yeah, that overpass, right.
Yeah, and they'd freshen it up once in a while.
Once in
you know,
a while.
They'd tweak it up a little bit.
Now, that's one in particular that it's got a walkway going over the top, I think a caged-in walkway, so you can see how they could actually put Surrender Dorothy there.
Easy right? to do, and that really wasn't done in any artful way. It was just done like the Wicked Witch.
Done quickly, probably.
A good one for you guys would be the top tier of the Bay Bridge.
Wouldn't that be special?
That'd be nice.
And of course, renting the helicopter.
Please,
it's not too much trouble.
No helicopter. They can just climb up there.
Well, you want a video of it. You're not going to get your video of it without a helicopter.
Video.
Not going to happen.
How about a hot air balloon? Oh, that's right. That's not a good idea either.
Oh,
that's
my.
That humanity. Could go badly.
That's not a good idea either.
God. Dear God.
Always like the guy that shot the video, though. When they go to that guy on the news like he's a hero.
Yeah.
As he watched this thing, this hot air balloon, catch on fire and pummel to earth.
Yeah, and he gets credit for keeping his hands steady as people die.
Uh-huh. He's a hero. Yeah, because he got us a good shot.
Got the good shot and nasty. Very, very. Yeah. I didn't know, the one thing I didn't know about hot air balloons, I didn't know that they sardined them in there like that.
Mm.
That's part of the problem,
sometimes,
unfortunately.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, my... Rob holds up the money. Yes, it's the great American dollar.
I've got something to say about the great American dollar. It goes a lot farther than you would think. 2 years ago, I bought my daughter and her family a brand new Toyota van.
I remember that.
Right?
Right.
Almost exactly 2 years ago.
Very nice.
And God bless her. My daughter has taken that thing in. I got the extended warranty. Anytime it needs anything, she is very meticulous about it, taking it in. Imagine my surprise last night. And this really piggybacks on your van story
yeah.
from the other night with your stripper thing. But I swear right. to God, this is true. She called me last night, and she had that tone to her voice. It was like, "Hey, Daddy." I said, "I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop."
Yeah.
"What's going on?" She said, "Well, first, let me tell you, we're all okay."
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. And I said, "Okay, come on."
That's very scary.
She said, and it's funny how she said it, because I know she didn't mean anything by it, but she said, "You know that van you got us?"
Oh, right yeah. there she's, that's like saying, your daughter, uh-huh. right?
Right?
Same way of distance. She's yeah. distancing herself she from says, the product.
"You know that van you got us?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "We were driving down a road today, a pretty major road, and the door, the sliding door, while we were driving, actually fell off
wow.
and projectiled behind us, and we're lucky that it didn't hit a car behind us."
Wow.
And the kids were screaming,
"Jesus!"
in their car seats. Wow. She had to pull off to the side of the road.
I guess I mean, so.
Thank God she's okay.
Yeah. And I'm at least on my little luxury mini van bus there. We were in the back, and the right. thing, you know, you have to go upstairs. You're not right next to the door. In a minivan, that's the whole side of your van.
Right. So she's got, you know, two of the kids in the second row of seats and the littlest one in the back row.
All strapped in, I hope?
Yeah, they were all strapped in. They thought it was great. They thought it was great fun.
Oh, wow. If Brittany had been driving that van, I mean, it would have been tragedy.
She'd be in prison.
Because you know those kids would have been crawling all over the place.
Well, that's the first thing I said to my daughter. I said, "I need you to fill up a cup and send it to me right away."
Yeah.
"I'm going to have a sample."
Fell off.
Now,
Jesus.
Now, this is where, because, you know, it's that whole thing with your kids. No matter how old they are, and you know, as I've mentioned, she's 30. Okay, it's not a big deal.
If it's not a big deal to you, it shouldn't be to her,
right? And she's a grown up woman.
Yeah.
Okay, she's a great wife, great mom, great mom. Daughter. As I was talking to her this morning and finding out more details, I said, "So you were just driving down what road?" And she was telling me the road, and it's speed limit 45. And I said, "The door just came off." And I said, "Well, it seems to me that at the very least, we have a class action lawsuit."
Right.
It seems to me that we'll get the door fixed for sure.
Right. Hell of a class action. Sue them yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking, you know, I wasn't thinking like I'm really going to sue them, but I'm saying, well, my God, this is just almost impossible. It's got to be under warranty. What the hell happened?
Yeah.
And I said, "All right, what I want you to do is get over to the dealership this morning. You had the car towed, right?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Get to the dealership and call them up, and when you're there on the phone with them, I'll get on the phone with you." And she said, "Okay, do you think I should talk to the guy that I talked to last week?" And I said, "Sure." And then there was one beat, and I said,
Why did you
see the guy last week?
Yeah.
And she said, "Oh, because the door was coming off the hinges, because the kids had been out." It's one of those that you've got the boop boop thing.
And it's an automatic,
and it slides open.
Is it an electronic door?
Yeah, and the kids had all been pulling on it, and I guess it had almost come off, which is why she brought it into the dealership last week.
Oh, okay.
There goes the lawsuit.
Yeah, the lawsuit is gone. Pixie.
Right.
Oh dear.
So
they'd broken the door.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't really know the entire story. I said, Well, how much did the kids actually pry the door off when you took it in last week? She said, "Well, you know, it has those two metal hinges." And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, they had pretty much broken through the bottom hinge already."
Wow. The kids had done this?
Yeah. Well, they got a lot of kids in the neighborhood. Yeah. And apparently my grandson apparently is like Bam Bam or Kal-El.
Wow.
That uh-huh. Or like Rob's boy. Just strong as balls.
Strong.
So they rocked on it, and well, I guess she went nuts when she found this out, right?
Yeah, I heard some of that carnage today.
She was a little bit upset, I would imagine, when they vandalized
upset.
The car.
I'm going to guess, is there any chance that they were riding it, like hitting the button so it would open and then hanging on it?
You know,
sounds like
if
it.
There was not adult supervision and they had the keys,
uh-huh.
who knows what the kids could have done. I mean, if you could go hang on the thing and it was automatic going back and forth, you'd probably ride
she
on it too.
Yeah.
When you were
at one point, she said, "Ethan, tell Grandpa what you did." So then I go, "Ethan?" Like,
"Hello?"
I said, "Hey, buddy."
"Hi."
Scared out of his mind,
sure.
Right? I go, "I'm not going to yell at you. Mom's yelling at me. Like that half crying. I said, yeah. What happened with the door? I broke it. and then it's like.
That's when you have to bite your lower lip and not laugh. Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
Because he's like, I broke it. And as soon as he says that, my daughter, like any mom, acts like she's heard it for the very first time. When, of course, she's known this all along. She goes, aha! Give me the phone. She goes, okay, thank you, Grandpa. Thank you, Grandpa. Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye. Click.
Oh. Uh-oh, there's corporal punishment about to happen.
But even if they did ride the thing till they broke it, when it left the dealership last week, the dealership had fixed it, right?
Yeah. And
so the dealership is still at fault.
No, they're not. No, and here is why. The follow-up on the way to work today, I get the phone call. And she says, everything is solved. That Ethan and his buddies and all the kids in the neighborhood had been trying to jimmy the door open.
Again?
And pulled on after it went in last week.
Oh, so they played with it again?
Yeah. Jesus.
Did and they tell the dealership this?
And I guess when they brought it in the first time, it had not actually broken. It would, like, metal had not broken yet. They just kind of jammed it back in there. Yeah. So they're fixing the door now.
Do they know now to stay away from the door?
I believe so.
Do you know now to buy American?
Hey, but no, here's the deal with that. I don't think they have automatic doors on American cars.
Yeah, that work.
That's the thing, though, don't you think?
I think it was made in Kentucky, Robbie.
Hey, that's not America.
Do you think that the automatic thing has something to do with it? Like if it was the old way where you just went.
I got to think in the old way. You know,
you're a little more secure, right?
You knew kids that would just pull those doors, and you know, the mom would say, stop that, but you could just jam on that thing like there was no tomorrow.
Solid, yeah.
So who knows? That's all. And then I got the call saying that the dealership is going to take care of it. Mm-hmm. It's more or less under warranty. More or less that they're going to.
Well, that's awfully nice of the dealership, yes. Then.
They're going to let it slide, I think, because she was there with the three kids, and she was doing the whole, you know. I can't. No. Anyway, so then she says, Ethan wants to talk to you.
Right.
And he goes,
Grandpa?
Yes.
How old is Ethan?
Four.
Four.
Grandpa? I can't play DOS.
Like what?
What did he say?
He goes, exactly. And he took a tone with me like he's,
I can't play DOS.
Can't play what? And then the phone goes back to mommy, and she says, that's his Nintendo. We've taken away his Nintendo.
It's Nintendo DS.
His little hand, whatever it is.
But he called it DOS because he's four.
Kept saying, my DOS.
How long? Is it permanent? Did they take it away permanently?
I think it is until the van is returned, until they get the van back.
Until they get the van back from the river.
Until they get it back.
Well, the moral of that story is, I don't know what the moral. How do you avoid that? Well, I would say you avoid that by.
You can't. That's just having kids.
Did they have the keys? Did they get their hands on the keys?
Well, I did kind of, you know, I did throw in at the very end there to Amy. I said, you know, might be a good idea being as, you know, they are rugrats and they do climb everything. Might be a good idea to maybe keep the keys, you know, out of the way. And that's when, you know, she threw back some of that. Okay, well, you know, I'd be glad to while I'm, you know, juggling three kids and trying to, you know, keep the house going. And
she took a tone.
Yeah, a little bit.
Tell her to hide the keys right in the liquor cabinet, the unlocked liquor cabinet, near the guns. That's usually what works for me, you know. And then you have a whole safe area where kids aren't supposed to go.
That's right.
And you know they'll stay away from that.
We put our car keys by the strike anywhere matches.
And my son-in-law, who incidentally is a genius, I don't know if I've mentioned that or not.
You're a goddamn genius.
He's a genius. She said that he was upset, and I said, what's his problem? And she said, well, the van is going to be in the shop, and he had to go somewhere today, and his car is in the shop, too. Oh. So he had been counting on driving the van. I said, driving the van that had no door on it.
He said, so he was going to drive without a door on it.
Yeah.
That's okay, especially if you do like a lot of shopping at Best Buy during that time frame, too.
And
you're going to make several stops along the way.
She said... I told him you can't go drive. First off, the van has to be fixed.
Right.
It's like you can't drive it like that. She said, and I don't know how the weather is there, but in Minneapolis, she said, it's absolutely pouring rain. So he's thinking, you know, it's in their garage until they went to the dealership.
That'll get the interior a little messed up. But if it was not raining, you could drive it, right?
Of course.
Actually, have a lot of fun with it. We drove vans with the sliding glass door open, not the sliding glass door, but the sliding door open.
Side door. Well, you know,
when I was in high school, we did that so we could moon people.
But he's a dad.
We did that on the highway.
But he can't do that because he's a dad.
Yeah, but I'm saying it is drivable. If it was sunny, he could drive it, right?
Well, I would say he's an idiot if he did that.
If he's
going to
drive it in the rain, he probably is. But
no,
if it's
I would
clear,
say if he's
he could bring
drive
some friends along and they could moon people on the highway.
If he's going to drive, I would say he's an idiot if he's out driving on a sunny day in a van that has no sliding door on it.
Certainly on the highway.
I would think so.
Even with ours, when we were mooning from it, we would slide it closed after we were done.
Sure, for better
it
gas.
It was a temporary thing. It was a temporary thing. I never exposed my buttocks in the van.
Good for you, Mike.
You know that van you got us, Dad? Yeah. What about that van you
so
got
that's
us?
How it started. The
that's
door
how
just,
it started.
The door just up and fell off.
And then I found out, you know, and then it was, hello? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm delivering mail.
You're delivering mail with what, a sledgehammer?
This is Robert.
Hey, I got three words for your daughter, Don.
Yes, sir.
Beat that ass, dude. She needs to beat them kids. She needs to beat them, man.
Thank you. That's exactly the advice I gave.
I hope you suddenly move from one social service to another, the Department of Social Services.
Beat those adorable children, and then buy them some pit bulls.
Beatings. Beatings. It works. Imagine that. It was like one of those NBC, dun, 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 dun.
The more you know.
Beatings.
So by the end of the conversation, it was basically he was pissed because he's inconvenienced because he has to get a ride with some other guy to work.
Yeah. Right.
She's screaming at the kids. She was mad at him because he was more focused with going to work rather than screaming at the kids. So she was also mad that she had to elicit me to be the bad guy, and I was not enough of the bad guy with Ethan.
Oh, dear.
You know what I mean?
He make it to work? Because he's got to go out there and slay the dragon, right?
Yes, he did make it to work today. He did.
Okay. It's the important thing.
I just think, like, at a certain time in your life, that would be kind of a fun vehicle to have. You know, I watched Little Miss Sunshine.
I know he was.
I think that's, exciting to have one of those vans that's falling apart.
I know in his own way that he said F you to my daughter because she had told me she's very adamant saying that, you know, you cannot do this. And she said that he got into the whole thing, you know, you don't tell me what to do. This is safe. Don't tell me I'm a grown man. Anyway, their money's kind of tight. He ended up calling a taxi to go to work rather than get a buddy to give him a ride.
Oh, and took a taxi.
Yeah. And then on the way out said to her, you know, hey,
I just figured out a solution. If you'd called me, I would have been able to help.
Yeah.
Duct tape and trash bags.
It'll close up.
Seriously, duct tape and trash bags will that you're good to go for weeks. You just put the, you put probably a double layer of it and really make sure that the duct tape is solid so it doesn't rip open.
You really would probably have to get some cardboard, right? Wouldn't you put, like, cardboard?
Well, the thing with cardboard, it might even make more of a sail, you know, like it might blow away.
I did a trip up 95 from Richmond when I had my car window broken.
Right.
And it was the passenger side window, but the front seat. And I did trash bags and a towel and duct tape, and it was all gone 5 miles outside of Richmond. And I've never been that cold.
Right.
It was like January. So, I mean, I don't think you can do it.
Well, I've seen cars with duct tape and trash bags. How much time did you put into it?
Hours.
I've been one of those, at least on a car window.
I have too.
When a window has been.
A window is totally different than a major
broken
door
out,
opening. Yeah.
But
I mean, you've been successful, I would imagine, right?
Sure.
I have for a long time.
Or if you want to
Rob, how much effort? Let's get back to your effort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because really,
not
you're
enough.
Saying it didn't last long.
No, it didn't.
Duct tape is something that anybody can do. Duct tape was invented.
You duct tape.
It ripped right away.
They even use it on.
Why
did hold on. Like, Mike, you know, like in the pits of NASCAR?
Yeah.
If those cars that go 200 miles are falling apart, you know how they fix them? They put duct tape on them.
Do you know what else they do? It's not exactly duct tape. It's a slightly higher grade, but it's patch tape. And I hate to tell you this, but my buddies that work out of the airport, they use it on airplanes, too.
That's what I should have used.
I swear to God. No, you use the duct tape. You should be good to go.
I should have been.
You know what you did? You overthought it. What was the towel for? You've got weight there. You don't want weight. Yeah.
Theater arts, Mike. That's what it's all about.
Well, it's not like I did a beaded curtain or anything.
But did it just immediately when you got up to 60 go,
gone. It's probably still there in Triangle, Virginia, laying on the side of the road. But that was years ago.
I've had cars with you know, temporary windows. I think everybody goes through that.
I know I've told you this before, but the worst really ever was, God, I was so friggin' dirt poor, and I was driving an Opel, and I wanted to trade up to some crappy Chevrolet. It's like 1977, and I was just about to buy this used car, and I thought, I'll take my little crappy Opel to the self-serve vacuum place
right,
to clean it up.
Make it look nice.
With its nice suede slash, I don't know what.
Pleather.
Yes.
Pleather.
Thank you.
Pleather.
Corduroy, something like that.
Yeah,
the interior.
That wonderful, that really knew how to hold a smell.
So I was at one of those places where you use the big wand,
right,
and you put 50 cents in and you get that. Everybody's been to those places.
Sure.
Anyway, as I got out of the car, I didn't realize I had left the keys in, and as I got out and started to vacuum, the car rolled forward like something out of a movie, I swear to God, and the front door went all the way off.
Like bent backwards.
Clean.
Oh, God.
Snapped it all the way off. I remember going to the dealership and them looking at me and laughing and saying, you know, your credit is worse than a hobo on the street. You're barely getting this trade in.
And you had a piece of damaged goods here, boy.
And then, I don't know how many of you guys have been through this. I said, well, where can I get a door? Uh-huh. And they said, try the a junkyard.
Yeah, right.
And it was a purple maroon colored Opel, nice. And I got a gray,
easy to match,
and I got a gray door,
but it was an Opel door.
Yes, it was,
and it fit perfectly, right?
Yeah, well, more or less.
But it looked a little odd.
Like sure, it did.
Primer gray.
Yes.
Oh,
bad, ugly.
But you got to trade in the car then.
Eventually, I did. Go eventually, on. I did.
One of the first cars I ever bought, I actually went to the dealership and left it running, because if I had turned it off, it wouldn't have started again. That's when I and incidentally, to give you an idea how bad the car was that I was trading in. I traded up to a Ford Fiesta.
Wow.
A used Ford Fiesta. That's the high life.
Sure.
When you're trading a car in that will not run for a used Ford Fiesta.
That's kind of where I was with this Opel.
Yeah.
And imagine that. I went back home and it was like, at least I thought I'd be coming home with a decent car. Yeah. I'm coming home now with a car with no door on it. Uh-huh. And at the time, I took the door itself and duct taped the door back on.
Because it works.
Yeah.
Duct tape works unless you're a theater arts major.
I don't see how that has anything to do with it.
Exactly.
Duct tape always works.
Actually, he's not telling the truth. He didn't use trash bags. He used duct tape, but he didn't use trash bags.
What did he use?
A stage curtain. He taped a stage curtain, part of a stage curtain in there. Velvet stage curtain.
Did they actually give you a letter to put on a letterman's jacket when you lettered in theater arts?
Yeah, I lettered in theater. Let's break.
What was the letter? F for faggot?
Stop it.
M for Q for queen.
Hey, it got me here, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, sirree. All this is yours now.
How's your life going?
Let's say that.
Wow.
It's too bad I was on the phone with my daughter last night hearing about the horrific problem with her vans, and I couldn't take your SOS call that your wife, unfortunately, was arriving at the airport.
Yeah, where were you when I needed you?
Yeah, Jenna comes running in the room. She says, Rob's on the phone. I said, I'm dealing with the van fell apart.
Right.
And so I get done on the phone with Amy, and I come back, Jenna, I go, what was it? And she said, oh, you just upset that Carrie's coming back.
Time to pick her up. Oh, God.
Okay, we got a break.
Well. She's back.
She's back.
Good. She's home, Rob.
She
yeah.
Yay.
All right. I'm sure she's home straightening up.
The kids came by, and Carrie, it's Rob's been, wife, came by today, too.
Before the show, yes.
Yeah, got a chance to see her and Rob's lovely children.
Carrie, my wife.
She's back from how many days was she away? 6 days?
6 days. Seemed like three.
Seemed like only three.
Are you going to stop and get party ice on the way home tonight?
I am.
Good for you.
Party ice and a hammer.
And green bottles.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.